This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. American efforts to bring security to western Baghdad are not producing results as quickly as hoped. Despite an increase in the number of troops, sectarian killing is still commonplace. NPR's Anne Garrels recently spent time with the battalion from the 1st Infantry Division. It has three times as many soldiers on the streets as the army company it replaced, but the violence is still getting worse.
Since a battalion from the 1st Infantry Division took over a cluster of Baghdad neighborhoods, 10 soldiers have been killed. That works out to about one a week. Most have been hit by roadside bombs. As a patrol heads out into the Bayad district, Sergeant Dondi Nelson warns his troops to keep a close watch.
If you see it's not supposed to be there, don't roll over it. The manhole covers, drive around it. I keep telling y'all over and over. Don't do it, we're going to suffer the consequences, man.
Another patrol gets a tip about a possible roadside bomb. Lieutenant Corey Nichols doesn't know if the tip is for real or if his men are being lured into a trap.
We are looking for a cardboard box that should be in the road or directly off the side on the curb, and it should have wires coming out of it.
The convoy of Humvees creeps along. The streets are eerily quiet.
Usually this is a pretty busy market area, but usually that means a sign like people have been told to get off the streets, told not to be around the market. Could be an impending attack.
The crew in the lead vehicle checks out the suspected bomb from a safe distance and radios back. There's nothing. This was once an area where both Sunnis and Shiites lived together. Militants, many associated with the Mehdi army of Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr, have resumed a push to drive Sunnis from their few remaining enclaves here. And the Shiite militias are attacking U.S. forces. They are increasingly using explosively formed penetrators, known as EFPs, powerful bombs able to pierce armor. Major Eric Overby.
If an EFP is constructed well, if it's emplaced well, and if it's detonated correctly, the results are disastrous for us. That's just the way it is.
And the battalion knows that members of the police who were supposed to be working with them are among those planting the roadside bombs. Angered by attacks on his soldiers, the battalion commander ordered a video camera hidden along a main road where American patrols had been hit repeatedly. The video showed Iraqi police laying a bomb that subsequently blew up as an American Humvee approached. Six Iraqi police have since been arrested. Troops are based in the midst of the community in combat outposts. Conditions are Spartan. There's no internet because no provider will dare come to this part of Baghdad. There's no TV hookup. Ferocious games of dominoes are one way to let off steam, and it's steamy. Frustration is the word heard most often from the soldiers. Captain Jay Wink, the battalion intelligence officer, says as soon as one Shiite militia commander is removed, he's quickly replaced.
We've seen him replaced in up to a week. So that's the frustrating part. Like, we dismantle this cell or this organization, and it's right back in action a week later. It's frustrating.
The battalion did get help by more than 2,000 soldiers and armored striker vehicles who went block by block through the sector clearing houses. But since then, the striker unit has moved on and Shiite fighters have come back. The battalion follows up on tips, but Captain Timothy Wright says he doesn't get as much from the local population as he would like.
It is frustrating when we're trying to secure this area and everybody just kind of wants to close their eyes and pretend like they don't see what's going on.
A patrol follows up on a tip about a weapons cache. They find nothing and get no information from the women and children in the house.
He said, we don't know nobody here. He said, we've been just lock the door and sit inside the house.
Again, Major Eric Overby.
As many caches as we uncover, there's always more. There's an awful lot of weapons around still, and there's an awful lot of very angry young men that really don't want us here.
A night patrol leaves a combat outpost in Amul and is immediately hit by gunfire and grenades. Sergeant Michael Green.
Hey, 3 o'clock! 3 o'clock!
Where'd that come from, Sergeant Green?
Over here to our west, down this road.
Is this a typical night?
For the most part, yes. A pretty normal night for us here. With shots being fired, they're shooting at us. The problem with it is we can't find out where they're shooting from.
22-year-old Private Hubert Rivera says patrols can be a mind game.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty f***ed up, I guess. It goes from, like, the usual, what we're used to, like, gunfire here, just IEDs here and there, and then all of a sudden, I guess they just pick up, bring it up a notch. Their attacks are more bold.
Tit-for-tat attacks by Sunni and Shiite groups sometimes break out into fierce battles. Many of the mosques have been bombed. Stores are largely shuttered. People living here just hide in their houses. On this night, the soldiers don't find any bodies. But last month, they found 249, up from 98 when the battalion first arrived in March. Captain Anthony Rufino.
We're hoping to make a difference. Guys are sweating and they're bleeding out here to make a difference. So all we just need is the people in our area to see that and actually want to make a difference for themselves too. So we'll see.
Captain Rufino says his men are caught between a confusing array of players. Al-Qaeda, Shiite militias, criminal gangs, terrified local people, and Iraqi security forces he cannot always trust. The army unit based here has supported the Americans, but it's a Kurdish battalion, which is rotating back home after 90 days. So these American troops will soon have to train a whole new Iraqi battalion in addition to everything else. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.